From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Russian authorities are trying to identify who is responsible for Monday's subway explosion in St. Petersburg that killed at least 10 people and injured dozens more. The explosion happened at the Sinaia Square and Technology Institute stations. Russian President Vladimir Putin, who was in St. Petersburg to attend a state-sponsored event at the time of the explosion, expressed condolences to the families of the victims and offered to help those who survived. Putin placed flowers near the metro station as Russia begins to observe 3 days of mourning. A second device was found near the station and disabled. The U.S. Senate is facing a key vote this week over President Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Judge Neil Gorsuch. With opposition Democrats saying they have enough votes to block his confirmation under the chamber's normal rules of operation. Sean Spicer is the White House spokesman.
If the Democrats get their way, and I know the numbers are looking that way, this is going to be the first successful filibuster of a nominee to join the Supreme Court, which is clearly unprecedented. With a vote on Judge Gorsuch expected Friday, the American people will see which senators are willing to keep this seat open to get in the way of President Trump making progress on one of his most significant choices so far.
Republicans, with a 52-48 margin in the Senate, now say they will change the chamber's voting rules to allow them to approve Gorsuch's appointment by a simple majority vote. Democrats have largely opposed Gorsuch, citing President Obama's nominee was not given a hearing to become a replacement for the late Justice Antonin Scalia. For more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump welcomed Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi to the White House Monday with a pledge of support for Egypt.
We will do that together. We will fight terrorism and other things, and we're going to be friends for a long, long period of time. We have a great bond with the people of Egypt, and I look forward to working with the president. And we have some interesting conversations going to start effective immediately.
Trump added, the U.S. is rebuilding its military to the highest level as it looks to fight the Islamic State militants and offer support to its allies. Regional experts say balancing the relationship with the Egyptian leader will remain a difficult foreign policy challenge for Trump, just as it was for former President Obama. President Trump hosts Chinese President Xi Jinping at his Florida resort later this week. Their two-day summit will undoubtedly focus on North Korea and its nuclear program. Threats and sanctions, including China's recent cutoff of oil imports, have failed to deter Pyongyang's drive to become a nuclear-armed power. U.S. experts warn North Korea is planning its sixth nuclear test. Tokyo called the February North Korean ballistic missile launch over the Sea of China, intolerable. With Turkey's referendum on whether to extend the country's presidential powers less than 2 weeks away, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has turned his campaign toward the Kurdish minority. Dorian Jones has more from Istanbul.
Amid massive security measures Saturday, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan took his referendum campaign to extend his presidential powers to Diyarbakir. The city is the center of Turkey's predominantly Kurdish southeast. Last year, fighting between Turkish security forces and the Kurdish PKK that wants greater minority rights destroyed much of the city's historical quarter. Erdogan has presided over an unprecedented military crackdown since the collapse of PKK peace talks in 2015, along with mass arrests of members of the country's main legal pro-Kurdish HDP party. But Erdogan's message to the people of Diyarbakir was one of peace. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
A key U.S. lawmaker says he will try to force President Trump's former national security advisor to repay tens of thousands of dollars to Russian and Turkish interests he represented in recent years, even as he became a prominent role in Mr. Trump's election campaign. Trump ousted Flynn in February after he lied to the Vice President, Mike Pence, and others about his contacts with the Russian ambassador to the U.S. in weeks before Trump assumed power. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.